on top of that Yudzayin here. Somebody urinates naked in front of his bed. So this is something Hashem hates. Somebody has tashmish in front of any living thing. Also something that Hashem hates. And this Gemara says, "Omelin Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel." So Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, "V'yafilu l'fnei agvorim." Is it even us in front of mice also? See, mashmul l'chol chai, any living thing. Is there anything wrong to have tashmish to live with your wife, even though there's a mouse in the room? Or Malay said back to him, "Shinu like a young child, shinu l'slon." No, that's not what he meant to say. Elo, what do we mean to say? Kagoyin shabais plen. We meant to say not like in that house. Shemisham shemitosen b'fnei avdayim v'shivchaseim. In that house, they used to warn Mac, but they used to have Tashmish, even though they're slaves, to have what Mishwakos were there in the room. So such a thing, that's what he meant to say. That's what Yehuda meant to say. That's what Rav Shimon Yochai meant to say. That's one of the things Hashem hates, if you have Tashmish in front of even your neighbor, your own Shivcha. So the question is, the Inu my Darish, that Mishpacha, that place that did do it, how come? The place is because they dash in the post, it says in Bereshis, Shvu lochem po yimachamor. And we dash him im ha daim lechamor, mean to say never for shivcha, it's daim lechamor. And since we just said a bal chai only means a person, not an animal, so therefore they held in front of the shvachas also, you'll not have tashmish. The mashma left the locha know that we held if they a shivcha seim, a vadeim, that should be also. The other one says, Rabbo bar Rafuna mekarkish zagi bikilsom, like around his canopy, he had little bells there. And he used to like to bring the bell that people would know like to go away. Shasiya Tashmish, not sure nobody was even near around in the same place. Abaya Boli Didvi. Abaya used to throw away, Rashi says, his roof from the flies. He would not be Mishamish, not even in front of a chai, not even in front of a fly. In other words, here, not like we said before, not the pshat is in front of Akvorim is Mutam, but rather he was Machmir, Abaya, and even threw away the flies, not to have Tashmish in front of anybody, not in front of any Baal Chai. And the same thing the Gemara says now, Rova, Boili Pruche, Rov even threw away mosquitoes also. He didn't want to have any Baal Chai around, but Shasi Atashmish with his wife. Omer Shem Ben Yechoy, Hey Dvorim, there are five things, Shoy, Soy, Son, Mischayev Ben Avshoy. If somebody does one of these five things, he's Mischayev Ben Avshoy. Rashi explains, Mischayev Ben Avshoy means a Lashon of, that you go Misali Atzmai. And also it says, Vedom of Roishoy, you're like blood is in your head. So Rashi explains, Nenish, you'll get punished. Al Atzmai, V'chayvas Dom and Idrish, they're going to be Dorish, your blood. Even after your mace, why you did these things? What are these things? One of them is, Oichel Shum, somebody eats garlic, a kolof, a peeled garlic. Or else a botzu kolof, an onion that was peeled. Or else a basic loof, a peeled egg. V'yashoysa mashbin mezugin. Or somebody drinks. Water that was diluted. Sha'over aleim halayla goes in all these things that it was left overnight, a peeled egg, or a peeled onion, or a peeled garlic, or else this diluted water, and you drink from it or eat from these things the next day, such dama b'roishay, they're going to ask you why you did this, like it's a mokum sakona, these things. And therefore you're not right to put yourself in mokum sakona. Fi halom b'beis ha'kvaros, when somebody sleeps in the beis ha'kvaros overnight. Also, you bring upon yourself a ruach tuma, and that took sakana. The hanoto tzipon, if somebody cuts off his nails, v'zokon rishus rabin, he throws it into rishus rabin, it's also sakana. If you make his dam, somebody has bloodletting, or mishamish mitosa, right after that he lives with his wife, that's also a mokem sakana. Now the Gemara explains each one. Hoicho shum kolu revit, peeled garlic, the Gemara says, v'yafagav demanchi besut, even though you put it into a basket, or mitfairi, and you like wrap it around. For chasim, you even have it sealed. Still, ruach ra shor aleihem. There's a bad ruach that's upon it, and therefore you eat it. It's a sakana. Now, v'loy amon, this is only said v'loy shaya ben ikrin. You do not leave over any of its roots. Do not leave over like part of its roots. Or kliposin, do not leave over any part of its peel. Av shaya ben ikrin, left over some of its roots. Or you clip off, left over some of its peel, then less lumbar. Then it's okay. Even though you peel part of it, since you do not peel all of it, then it's okay. Then it says, Vashay Samashkim Mizogim, Shavim Lemelal Levit, diluted water. Omra Vyuda Mashmuel, Vushalon of a Kli Matris. It has to be the leftover in the metal Kli. left over in the metal kli, that's no good. Then there's a makom sakona. Omer Rapova Papa says a kli nasir, a kli matchas dami, and a kli nasir, that some say it's made out of a loom like crystal, that's also like a kli matchas. It's only Yosef was left over by night in a metal kli, and it was in a kli nasir, kli matchas dami. Has the same look as a kli matchas. For Yalom the Beis Hakvarais, Samor says, why could they shatish roll of Ruach Tumma? That the Ruach Tumma it stays upon you. And the Zimlun the Maskiz Kinon lay. Sometimes it could harm you. It's a sakana. So therefore it's called them of a Roshay. Then the Anoitu Tzipon of Zokam Shrabim, somebody cuts his nails and throws it Bishas Rabim. The Vnesh Isha Muberis Oiveros Aleim. Because an Isha that's pregnant may walk over these nails. And that's a sakana, Mafloson, and may make her have a miscarriage. Now, the lawyer mourned the Zoni Sela Ella the Shaka Bagnusari. If he cut off your nails with the scissors, the mashman, you stand bitter more than it's not so bad. The lawyer mourned the Zoni said Ella the Shaka, the Yod of the Kari. You cut off both your hands and feet nails together, but just of one is not so bad. The lawyer mourned the Zoni Sela Ella the Loygos Midivas Rayu. You did not cut off anything in between it. Our Gaz Midivas Rayu, he cut something right after it. Less Lambor, it doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara says it's not true what you just said, but rather lekula milsa chasim, any type of it it's also. In other words, any time you cut your nails, any type of your nails, it's a sakana to throw it on the floor. That maybe if a pregnant lady walks over it, it's a sakana for her. So even if you bite off your nails, you have to be careful not to throw it on the floor because maybe a pregnant lady may walk over it. Tana Rabbanan like this: Gimel Devarim Nemar B'Tziponia. Three things said about the nails. Sorfan chos, whoever burns them after cutting them, that's called a chosid. That's not name of that they like. Kovrin, you stand bury them, sadik. Mash mikradin is enough just to bury them. But sorfan is because you're afraid maybe they may become uncovered, therefore it's better to burn them. Zorkin, you stand throw them away. Rosha, that's a rosha, because that's a sakona for a pregnant lady. So as we make is dam, mashamish mitosa. If you have bloodletting, then you live with your wife. The Yamama we learned, make is dam, somebody has a bloodletting, mashamish mitosa, lives with his wife. Heavenly Bonavisikin is going to have Bonavisikin. Viskin means, Rashi says, weak children. Bonavisikin. Hikis Shneim, the Hikizu Shneim Umishamshu, let's say both, the wife and the husband both had bloodlettings to live together. Heavenly Bon and Bali Rosan, even weaker, very, very weak kids they'll have. Omarav, Pulaimon was only selling the Leitoimi, they don't eat anything after the bloodletting, in between the bloodletting and the Tashmish. Avotoy meat, but if they eat something in between, then less lambada doesn't bother us so much. Omrav Chizda. Also, Lele Yodim Shishamish Mitosabiyam. A person not allowed to live with his wife by daytime. It's a lotion of Osir. Shneim the Apostle says, we have to love your friend. You're supposed to love your friend. So the more explains, my mashma, where do we see from this Apostle we have to, that you can't live with your wife by yom? So Abaye says, Shema Yira Badova Maguna. You have to be afraid if you live with her by daytime, you'll be able to see her more, and you may see something underneath her, you may see something on her body that you don't like, that there's gana love, and you won't become to like her. So that will make you over there, this mitzvah, have to recha kamecha. Therefore, you should not live with your wife, be yoin. Omer Rav Huna says, Yisrael k'doshim heim, Yisrael askos k'doshim heim, v'yei mishamshim et asayim b'yoin, anywhere they're not mishamshim et asayim b'yoin. Omar Rav says, Yishinovi imhoye beis ofalete with the dark room, then muta, even b'yoim it's muta, since you don't see her so much, then it's alright. For Talmud Chochom, ma'afel b'ksusai, a Talmud Chochom, even b'yoim, as well as he covers himself well, or mishamish, he's allowed to live with his wife. So I should ask, but Talmud Chochom, we're not afraid like he'll uncover himself completely. Therefore he won't come to see her, and therefore there's no chash of Shaman does gano love. Therefore Talmud Chochom means muta do it b'yoim, if he covers himself well. Tanan, Corey asked the question at Tanan, the Mishnah, the Beshame says, Oy Tishamash Lohaner, like either make a Badika with the new Shematis, or else check it out each time as half Tashmish Lohaner, so you see a lot of Tashmish by the light. So more says, Aim rather say Beshame means to say, Tivdok Lohaner, didn't mean to say that Tashmish should be in front of a light. Not about that to be in the dark room. He only meant to say that after they live together, then they make the badik. If you want to, put the light on then and check it out, and then you can use the same shmata, the same badik over again. Toshma coming here. It says in the Braisa, Alpha P. Shom, even though it was said, Hamishamish mitos lihoner, someone lives with his wife, but, or haner in front of the light, Harezi maguna, it's not nice, it's maguna. It's good, the kasher is, it's mashmoni maguna, but not anissa. and before you said it's a nisa to do it. So was aim is like this, the girsa should be aim habodik mitos lehonir. Someone that makes a bdika with the orhaner, that's a raise of maguna, it's not so good because you can't see so well with the orhaner. It would have been better to check it out b'yayim, you could see it much better. So if you do it at night time, it's not a nisa to check it out, it's only double maguna. Tashma, come here, it sounds like this. They shall base mundvas, in this house of base mundvas hamelech, ho yoisin gimud vorm, they did three things there. Oma kirin oisin leshrach, mashmechom held, it was a good thing what they did. What were these three things? It says, ho yimisham shimitesein biyayim. They used to live with their wives at daytime. So that's the kash, yes, mashm, it's good. And we learned before it's also. O boit kimitesein b'mila perhavram. They used to make the bedikis with soft cloth. The mila paharva, that's a good thing to do it with a soft cloth. Rashi says, kutin, with cotton. For noigin, tum of a tire bishlogin. They were noig with snow, tum of a tire. Meaning to say they held it has a shame masker on it. There's a wooden makabo tumma. Now, Ketoni means we learned over here though, that misham shim with the same biyayim. One of the three things they did was they attached mish biyayim. So the question is, how can they say it's good before we learned it's also? So what's the nechtami? Aim and rather be gorus here, boit kimitusem yom. All I mean to say is, they made the bedika b'yom, they checked it out b'yom, that was good. And the Moran says, how can I remember myself this as well also? Because these, I got it, you want to tell me a thing, these sagadaitach, that he meant to say, mamish, mishamshin, that they could live together, they live together b'yom. So the question is, maskir nes l'shvach? Like, why should they praise him? Like, it would have been dire love just to say it's not an Issa, that would have been kasher on us. But to say that they're maskir, that doesn't make any sense altogether. So that is moment start with the same embrace, it just means they made the bedika b'yoyim, but not the hatashmish b'yoyim. So if the Gemara says no, it could be no. The Gemara says in yes. Hochinami, it could be that this wouldn't be a good proof. It could be that if you learn there's no Issa, then you could learn they were mashabeich them. Why? Because it could be what they did was the agav, the yikoinis, shino, megane biyate. That since they're very tired at night, if they would have lived with their wife at night time, it wouldn't be a good tashmash, that they'd be falling asleep, they wouldn't do it the same mitzvah like, the same, to be mahana the wife. Therefore, it could be without the yisra b'yom, it would have been a good thing to do it b'yom. In the morning they're more fresh, so they could be mahana the wife more, so maybe that would have been an inyan. So therefore that's no proof. But the ma'isa, we talk all, it's also to do it b'yom. Rashi says the oinishina means mitarech shunenes b'shina, since they're very tired at night time. Ainu misavlo kukav, they don't have a desire to have tashma so much. Or mishamash, they do it tam leki mitzvah no b'yama. Or the Ritzos just to make her happy. To leave her case, but really they don't want to live with her. And that's a bad thing. Therefore, they did it b'yom. If so, it could have been, then maybe it was l'shrach because of this. So that's why it's not a good proof. But our Kohen of the Gemara says no, and the Maestro, it is also to do it b'yom, and therefore, we have to change the gears to say that Bedika was done b'yom, but not the Tashmish. Now, Uboitkin mitosein v'mila parava, used to check themselves with katin, so misada l'shmul, sarayati shmul, yama shmul, and boitkin esamit yala betkulin. You could only check yourself with kulin, that is katin, or soft, or ibitsemer nokivrach, very soft, clean wool is also good. Amar Rav, Rav says, Hainu, the chihevi hosom, when he was there in Eretz Yisrael, chihevi hosom is biyarvi shabos, as an Eretz Shabbos. What happened was, Hoyu Ami, people used to say there, Man boy pekuli benama. Like, who wants to change me pekuli, this soft cotton, for bread? And Vulaya Dana my come, I didn't know what they want. What's the purpose of having, what's so important of having this cotton? And this is a pshat that since they made bedikas with them, like Rashi says, the yoyin of Atamachochim is Lel Shabbos, therefore on Friday they used to make sure to buy these shmatis to be able to make a bedika, the wife can make a bedika at night time before Tashmish. Now, Omar Rova, Hani Sachki the Kitno, these old clothing of Kitno flax, Malu bedika, it's good for bedika, you can make a bedika with old flax like. Furthermore, Aini is not that way. V'atona devei menasha. That ain the boitke mesamita loy b'yedodim. You should not make a bedika. Your wife should not make a check herself. Not with a red shmata. V'loy b'yed shachna with a black shmata. V'loy b'pishtin and not with flax. Ela b'kulin, or rather with katin, soft katin, or b'tzema nafaraki, clean, soft wool. But not with flax. How could you say they did it with flax? Lekash, it could be hobe kitna, hobe mani de kitni. So it could be kitni by itself, flax, that's hard, that's not good to make a b'dik with. But mani clothing of flax, that's okay. The boys from the other towns could be is hobe hobe mani de kitni. Both are talking about clothing of flax. Hobe charati, new one is no good, you shouldn't use it, it's too hard. Hobe sachki, but old ones already, that's better. Rashi learned sach the kitni begodim bluyim shapishtan, so that's a little bit better, because that, Rashi says, sachim levonim yesim lechadoshim, they become wider and wider. So therefore, the older they get, it becomes wider, then you could use it for a bedika. Then it says what? Another thing they did was, the third thing was, noigim tumma v'tayra b'shlogim. With snow, they were noig hilchas tumma v'tayra. So like this, tanan hosam. We learned over there like this, that sheleg, snow, eina le'yochav le'mashka. The way it is, we hold them not like them. That snow by itself is not called an oichu yet, it's not called a mashka, it's not oimit to drink or to eat, so therefore it's not mekabel tumma. What's going to be chishavon lechilu? You have a moin now to go eat it. Ain't a matama to masechel. No, it's not aim to be eaten. So you das like butler diet, so you don't make it into an eichel. What's going to be lamashka? Let's say you have a moin to drink it. Then yes, it could become into a drink, and therefore matamas to masmashkin becomes to masmashkin. Nitma mekzosev. A little bit of the snow becomes tamei. The sheretz touch part of the snow. Loi nitma kuloi. The whole piece of snow does not become tamei. In other words, you hold that snow is not called like one piece, it's not called a chibur. Rather, each piece, each fleck of snow is by itself. So only the part that was touched is tamei, not the rest of them. Nita Maksas, let's say part of it became tor, I mean you made hashaka, so the whole snow was tamei, and you put part of it into the mikvah. So nita kulu, the whole thing becomes tor. So the question is why? You're good for kashas to snira. Or ma'at you telling me, nitna miksos, and nitna kulu, part of it becomes tamei, the whole thing does not become tamei. So mashma, why? Because each piece is called a part by itself. Vodatana, then you learn, nitta miksos, and nitna kuloi, if you make hashaka, put it into the mikvah like, then the whole thing becomes tor. So the question is, nitna miksos, nitna kulu, lemeimu, the nitna kulu, you're telling me that it was possible the whole thing became tamei. So that's the question. If you hold each flake like of snow as a piece by itself, so good, the sheretz touches the out part of the snow. How does the inside, how does the whole piece of snow become tummy? Rabbi says, Kagoin Shevira Alavatana. It's not the Pshawatam now the snow became tummy because the sheretz touched it. If you have to have an Igiya true, then only the part that was touched would become tummy. But here we're talking about became tummy through the avir of a klicheris, of a tanner. And here the Chiddush is the Hatur Eid, the Torah says Eidus. Al klicheris, on an earthly kli,